Good morning. Today we're going to start the sugya of the Isser of Yichud. Now, although, as you probably noticed already, it is not technically in Choshen Mishpat, nevertheless, the organization I'm involved with used to call themselves Machon L'Choshen Mishpat. They changed their name a number of years ago to the Business Halacha Institute. So we'll take the liberty of talking about anything that comes up on a regular basis in people's businesses. And the Isser Yichud is something which unfortunately is very common when a person works in an office, he has a secretary, these are issues that come up very regularly, and it's important to know, to be familiar with the halachas. One of the challenges of the Isser of Yichud is that, especially when you're dealing with goyim or people who are not from, when you go to a business meeting and you explain to them how you need kosher food, so it's something that, especially in the tri-state area, the goyim are pretty familiar with the concept. They may make a face, but they understand. They're probably aware. They've heard of that before, and it's something that they can understand. If you refuse to shake hands with a lady, also it's something which some people are more gracious about it, some people less so. But there's a good chance they've heard about it before, and it's something that they can relate to. That being said, when you have to introduce a goy to the concept of yichud, it's something which is extremely difficult to explain. Something which it's so far removed, that the idea of having gedorim and siyogim for arayas to that extent is something which is very far removed, very far removed from. And it's hard to explain. Now, in truth, we certainly have nothing to be embarrassed about. Person doesn't take much. You look around at the society around us. We see what happens to a society that has no gedorim and has no siyogim. But nevertheless, it can be an assignment for a person to have to go ahead and explain it or to be machmed on it. It's probably no coincidence that have you gone through the sugya and kedushin. The Gemara says over a number of stories of Amiraim that they were Zara and the Isser of Yichud, and how they said things, or they were, in order to avoid the Isser, they said things to either their Talmidim, or the Gemara has the case where one of the Amiraim started yelling a fire. Things that were certainly a tremendous bizarre, certainly a tremendous embarrassment to the Amir, that the Amira went through in order to avoid being Nichshon the Isser of Yichud. And Mustama, the reason why the Gemara tells us these stories is to us to learn for ourselves that perhaps the biggest challenge in the Isser of Yichud is Pasha, this, to have this Gvura, not to be embarrassed, not to be ashamed, and to be Zohar on the Nyanim of Yichud. Now, because this is not Choshen Mishpat, the Kolam of Hayra are very different. When it comes to Dine Maminus, so you have a Shaila, so you're Chayev or Pater. When there's a suffix, the rule is Amoytze Machadeh Overaya. It's fairly straightforward. When it comes to Isser Heter, here already there's a concept of Kulo, Chumra, the concept of Shas Adchak. And as we're going to see, the Sugyo of Yichud itself is fairly straightforward. There are a handful of Machloksim, Rishayim, or later Paiskim, and we'll have to deal with them, what the Machlokis is, what the Hachra is. However, as far as practical application, it very much depends on the case. One of the critical questions will be, in each case, is it a Shail of a Yichud Arayis or a Yichud Rabbanon? But even past that, we will see that there are certain cases which is a Shas Adchak. We see the Paiskim bent over backwards, Shas Adchak, to find Makom Lahakol when there was a Tzayrich for it. On the other hand, in a case where it's not a Shas Adchak, where the Paiskim saw that this kind of behavior can be boli de takala, there adraba, we will find tremendous chumras. We'll find in many cases that the Paiskim were very machmer on in particular circumstances. So it's important, besides for the actual halacha, the sugya is to know the Torah Shebal Peh, to know how the Gedolei HaPoskim have applied in halacha l'maisa. So let's begin. What is yichud? Yichud is when a person is secluded in a secluded area, an isha, in a case where they can go, they can be nichshal, they can do an avera without being caught, without being exposed. Now, if a person is miyachid, goes into a situation of yichud, even if he's not nechshol, even if nothing happens, the very fact that he was miyachid with an isha, that itself is the isser. So it's true the isser is there as a gedder, as a siyog, to prevent an actual avera from a kilkul from happening. But nevertheless, even if a person is not makakal, even if he knows he won't be, the very fact that he put himself in a situation of yichud, that itself is going to be aser. Now, according to most poskim, the iser yichud is daraisa. As we had in the Gemara today, the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Pei, says, the Taka says, Minayin yichud min haTorah, or Remez liyichud min haTorah minayin, Shenemar ki yisischo achicho ben imecho. So the Gemara seems to be a very, very clear Gemara that it's daraisa, and it's learned out of a pasuk. Now, although this is the haskama of Roy Poiskim, that the Isser is daraisa from this pasuk, nevertheless, the Rambam famously argues. The Rambam writes it is only midivrei Kabbalah. Some learn it's a straight Rabbanon. Other learn in the Rambam that it's halacha l'moshe miSinai. But al kol panim, the Rambam holds it is not a daraisa. Now the halacha is that a person is over the Isser Yichud, so halacha is makan say makas mardus. We give him malchus, but not malchus d'oraisa, so malchus mardus, which is generally the malchus that you get when you're over an Isser d'rabbanon. According to the Rambam, this is very understandable. For the Isser d'rabbanon, that's why it's malchus mardus, not regular malchus. However, in truth, really, l'kuliyam, it would only be makas mardus, because even if it's doiraisa, it is a lav haba mechal asay. There is no beferish a lav asering yichud. It is learned out of this pasuk of ki yisischo achicha ben imecha. And since it is not a beferish a lav, l'kuliyam, there will be no makas doiraisa, it would only be makas d'rabbanon. Now the Isser d'oraisa, or the actual drasha, is talking about the more dashes from this pasuk, that there's no Isser for a ben to be miyachad imay. There's no Isser for a son and a mother to be together. The Isser of yichud does not apply. However, any other arayas, any other kroivim, there the Isser applies, which according to most places is an Isser d'oraisa. That means midoraisa, the Isser yichud is only by an erva, someone who is a karev, you're dealing with an ishes ish, someone who at least who there's an iser karis. Many poskim say iser karis is lav dafka, even if there's a chayv lavin, as long as there's an iser doiraisa, so there will be an iser yichud. Masha einkein, if you're dealing with a pnuya, if you're dealing with an isha who's not related to you and she's not married, so in theory there would be no iser doiraisa lukuliyama. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that David HaMelech was goyzer al pnuya. That later on, that David HaMelech made a takana. It's not the rice; it's the rabbanon. But he was goyzer that even a pnuya, there is an iser of yichud. Now, because it is only a takana, it's a rabbanon, it'll make a tremendous difference. The halacha, if there's a safek d'oraisa l'chumra, safek d'rabbanon, we'll see is very often l'kula. But basically, if there's an Isser midoraisa, certainly it's an Isser kares, and according to many poskim, an Isser lav, it would be there's yichud doraisa. If you're dealing with a pnuya who's not married and not a karev, there the Gemara says is only a takana of David. Now this, although this sounds very straightforward, this is mostly theoretical, and the reason is that a pnuya today, as long as she is a gedola, once she is over 12, she is becheskas nida. If she's a nida already now, there is an Isser d'oraisa. And therefore, even without the takana of David, we'd be back to the Isser yichud d'oraisa. So therefore, this heter of a pnuya, or not heter, this the fact that a pnuya is a takana as opposed to d'oraisa, today is not really nageya, it's only nageya for a ktana who is less than 12. Now, David HaMelech was goyzer on a pnuya. Later on, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel extended the Isser Yichud to a Goy as well. Midoraisa, there would be no Isser for someone to be Yachid with a Goyish lady. The Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel were Masakin that the Isser Yichud for a Goy as well. This is certainly Durabbanon. And again, a potential Nafkamina, whether it's with Savik Duraisa Lechum or Savik Duraisa Lekula. Now, when there is a suffix, so if you're dealing with an erva, you're dealing with either a pnuya that is a nida, or you're dealing with someone who's a karev, an eshes ish, so there it's a suffix of the rice, and we certainly are machmer. What about if you're dealing with a guy, or a pnuya who's under the age of 12? Can you say Safik Durabanan and be Mekel, or not? So this itself is a machlokes. The Shevet HaLevi says you cannot be Samech on Safik Durabanan Lekula, even by Yichud Durabanan. And he says a number of reasons. He says, first of all, the din of Safik Durabanan Lekula is b'di'evad. You're in a situation, you have a Safik, so you can be Mekel. However, to make a Safik be a Dayim, he says, is Asr. Zok the Shevet HaLevi, if you are going to enter into a place and you're going to create a situation where there now is a Safek Yichud, even if it's a Shail of the Rabbanon, since you are Biyadayim creating that Safek, you're Biyadayim making that Safek, the Shevet HaLevi says that would be Asr and you cannot be Samech L'Hakol. He adds that even by the Rabbanon, he says, to be Samech L'Hakol is only when there's some level of Hefzid or Tirchu Yaseira. If it's something which is easily avoided, even by a Samech Rabbanon, he says a person should not be Megal. Now that being said, although the Shevet HaLevi is Machmer, it is Mavur in many Achroinim that they were Samech L'Hakol, the Gris Moshe, the Rimal Kiel, and others. In a case of a Yichud Rabbanon, they were Samech L'Hakol, and therefore, as we'll see, certainly when there's a Tzairich, by there will be a tremendous nafka mina whether you're dealing with Yichud Daraisa or Yichud Rabbanon. Now, what is the shear of Yichud? How long can a person be alone before the Isser of Yichud kicks in? So, interestingly enough, although this seems to be a very basic and critical question, it's bichlal not discussed in the Sugya, in the Rishayim, in the Paiskim, until much, much, much later, until literally the last door is really when this question came up. And which is a bit of a pella. Why isn't this seems to be a very basic question that there should be a discussion of what the Shir Yichud is. But as far as what the Shir is, so in concept everyone agrees the Shir is Kedei Tuma. How long it would take a person to actually be Nichshol. Now, as far as what that timing is in minutes, it is much more difficult. There's a fairly wide range of shiurim among the poskim. You have, to one extreme, the Minchas Yitzchak says it's 5 minutes. In a later tshuva, he brings down from Rav Nosson Gisnetner that it's 3 minutes, and I think Rav Moshe also held it was be'erach 3 minutes. On the other extreme, you have what Rav Yashiv said, that 1 minute is certainly okay. And in B'Shas Adchak, even a minute and a half is also, you can be Samech L'Hakol B'Shas Adchak. So the Sefer Dvar Halacha actually says the Shir is 35 seconds, which is again a tremendous Chumrah. So there's a fairly wide range of Shittas. It seems that in America, many places are Samech on the Gris Moshe, the Shir is 3 minutes. Again, the Rav Yashiv, a minute and a half, certainly Makom to be Makom on that as well. But what's the pshat? Why isn't this discussed more among the poskim? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his Hakdama to Dvar Halacha, makes an important chiluk, which is really mavur in many other achroinim as well. And he says like this. He says, if a person goes into a situation of yichud, he goes into a room where it locks the door. So this is a situation of yichud. In that case, even if 10 seconds later, you know, he says, he changes his mind and opens the door and walks out. He said, since he was in a room, in a matzah of Yichud, where no one can interrupt him, no one can disturb him, he has the opportunity to do an aveir if he wishes to, the fact that he didn't, and the fact that he left the room before the shir, he says, is not going to be a heter. Because since you went into the room and you had the ability to stay there, the shir, kedei tuma, that, he says, is Yichud. Right? He said, even for a second. He said, there's no shir. There's no shir. Mitzai Sheini, Zakr Shalom Zalman. If a person is in a situation or in a room, right now there's yichud, but in 20 seconds from now, someone might come in and open the door. So in that case, we don't say that there's yichud for 20 seconds, chatzishir or not chatzishir. Since we're the matzah that you're in right now, you can't control it, and it will end before the shir of yichud comes about. So in that case, he said that would be mutter lekula. That would certainly be mutter. There's no concept of chatzi shir. That would not be called yichud at all. So what comes out is that this shayla is really not so negeya. Because if you're going to go into a situation of yichud where a person is in a room, it's locked, it's not pesach besoach, you don't have any of those heterim. So generally, the shir will not be negeya because once you're there, since you control how long you're going to stay in the room, you're going to be over the isser yichud immediately. When is it Nageya? It's only really Nageya in a very modern Shaila, is an elevator. You go into an elevator, you end up in the elevator, it's just you and Anisha, or again, we'll see later, we'll see next week, sometimes even two ladies, it might be a problem. But if you're in an elevator, now, when you're in an elevator, so it really depends on the case. If you're dealing with an elevator on an apartment building, that it can stop at any floor, and someone is waiting to go up or to go down and press the button, the doors will open. So in that case, Ugr Shlomo Zalman, that although there might be a second or two of yichud of in between the floors, since it's certainly not the shear of yichud, and certainly since it is not in your control to stay in this matzav, because when it gets to the next floor, if someone's waiting for the elevator, the doors will open. So in that case, where it's not in your control, and certainly you cannot keep this matzav for the shear of yichud, there it would certainly be mutter. There would be no iser yichud. Where the shaila will be more serious is what happens if you're in a skyscraper, you're in an office building, and there's an express elevator, and it's going up 40, 50, 60, 70 floors. So in that case, the elevators typically do not stop along the way. Once you're going up to a certain floor, there's no stopping it, there's no opening until it actually gets there. So then you have to know what the shear yichud is. So in most cases, certainly if you go with Rabbi Yashiv, a minute and a half, I think it's rare to have What do you say? Okay, we'll get to that. How long does it take to get up to the 54th floor?
Less than a minute.
More than 30 seconds or less than that?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Okay, so in most cases, you do not have the shear of yichud. People who work in skyscrapers don't have the patience to wait 3 minutes for an elevator to get to where they need to go. So typically, it will be less than a minute and a half. So since you do not control the situation there, when you get there, the doors will open automatically. So there, you will be safe. On the other hand, if you're talking in a very large skyscraper with a very slow elevator, and it's going to be more than the shear, according to Rav Moshe, it would need to be more than 3 minutes. According to Rav Yashiv, even a minute and a half will become problematic. So there already, you will have a problem with yichud. Because there's a certain amount of time where there's no stopping it, there's no opening the doors, and that's something that certainly should be avoided. No, once it could stop along the way, then it's not yichud. Well, the Isser wouldn't be walking in, but then once lady comes in, you can simply walk out. An electrical, you mean a camera?
Yeah.
Okay, so a camera is not clear. As you can well imagine, there's little discussion in the Rishayim about video cameras. And the question really is, although there's a concept of a shomer, if there are multiple people, there's a heter, especially if, again, we'll get to in perhaps next week or the week after, that how many shomer you need. One shomer may not be enough, but in this case where the shomer is not there, perhaps there's more reason lahakal. But the place can really struggle with the question of, do you have the same level of mirtzus by a video camera as you do with someone live? As we can all imagine that if a person is in a matzav of yichud and there's someone standing next to them, there's certain amounts of busha that's going to hold him back from doing an aveir. How intimidated are people from the fact there's a video camera? As we all know, there's an oizen shemas, there's an ayin roya, but nevertheless, because it's something that we don't see biyadayim, we do things that perhaps we shouldn't be doing. So the question is whether a video camera has that same level of mirtus. The place that I spoke to were not ready to be makel unless it's a very serious shas at chak, and even then they're only makel lefrakim. You know, if it happens, I'm all. But to be samech on it regularly is something which is certainly by yichud derais, it shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So it's hard, again, it's hard because it's, I think the mitzius is, it's not the same as having someone in the room, and that's why to sniff lahakol, again, b'shas adchak, the poskim will take that into account, but if that's the only reason to be makel, it's hard, and certainly by yichud
d'oraisa.
A Echanami, but the fact that they're machmir over there and make a as long a shear as possible is not a raya that you can be samech lahakol on Isra Yichud Araisa. So you're going to b'derek klal, but certainly by the Araisa, you're going to be machmir on both ends. Yichud, you're going to use the smaller shear to avoid the Isra, but when it comes to chas and kala, you're going to use the larger shear to make sure that the taka married. You go through that kind of expense, you want to make sure it's done right. All right, sounds like a new selling point for real estate in Eretz Yisrael. In an apartment building, it's usually not nageya because usually it's either does stop at every floor or could stop at every floor. It only comes up on an express elevator where there's a chunk of time where you can't stop it. Now the place can also do deal with an elevator if you have the ability of just pressing a button and preventing the doors from opening. Whether you say that's yichud, since you could keep the situation the way it is. L'maisa, they're mako, they're for really for two reasons. The first reason is that if you decide to just stop the elevator in the middle, and there are people waiting, there's management, there's security, people are going to start wondering, it's hard to get away, and it's hard to get away with that. And on top of that, b'derech klal, we do not find, this is yichud is, when you're in a situation which right now is yichud. You know, you're in a secluded area, so it's a yichud. If you're in an area which, without any new action, it's not secluded. People can come, the doors will open, it'll get to the floor. The fact that you can go ahead and do something to make it secluded or to make it yichud, there already b'derech klal we do not find. Now again, it's not such a pashut svara. We do find, but we'll discuss it when we talk about driving in a car. Rav Moshe has such a chashash that even if you're driving on a busy street, perhaps you'll turn off onto a side street. We'll discuss that. But I'll call upon him, in the normal cases of yichud are all cases where right now it's yichud. The fact that I could do so, I can press a button and stop it, that already with derech klal we don't find. Exactly. You don't find that a chashash, that a person will do something to make it into yichud. So that's why the ma'aseh placing marmekel, even if in theory you can press the buttons, it's not something that you're chashash for, and therefore as long as in the absence of any intervention, the doors will open shortly, there it will be mutter. But again, if it is an express elevator, if it is going to take more than a minute or 3 minutes, depending on what chair you're going with, there it certainly is a problem, and you have to be careful. And if you end up in the elevator with only a lady, then you should get out of the elevator and pull out your cell phone, say you have to make a phone call, and take the next elevator up. So Ma'aseh Shehayu Kachayu. Person was, actually, he went to the hospital and he went with his mother-in-law. So they took an elevator up to the seventh floor. And sure enough, their mazel, between the sixth and seventh floor, the elevator stopped. Elevator stopped. It's with your mother-in-law. There's an Isra Yichud D'Araisa. The shaila is, what do you do? Now, he opens up the door, and he sees that, looks down, it's six stories down, plus actually there was a basement, nice long drop. But he had the following shaila. We all know that when it comes to most mitzvahs, the halacha is makom pikuach nefesh is doicha, kamat all of the mitzvahs. There are three exceptions: avodah zarah, shvichas damim, and gilui arayos. He said, "Wait a second. The iser yichud is avodah zarah d'arayos. Im kein." If he's stuck with an Isra of Yichud, the only way to avoid the Isra of Yichud is to jump out of the elevator. Perhaps he has mechuyev to do that. Oh, so now he said he was thinking, maybe he should push his mother-in-law out. Why should he jump? We're going to send a recording. We're sending a recording to your mother-in-law. What? One of the other three. She goes, no, but maybe she's mechuyev to jump out. Why is it? Who says he has a chiyuv to jump out first? Maybe she has a chiyuv. So what is the halacha? Now this discussion is that actually there's a tremendous tumult among the poskim. Because although yichud, certainly there's no chiyuv misa on yichud, it's not that level of arayis, it's a lav haba mechlal asay. Nevertheless, we find by abizrayu d'arayis, The Ran brings down a Gemara that a person got sick, and the only way to have a refuah was for an Eishes Ish to be talking to him or doing things which are not tzenuah. So the Ran says, Yomus Val Yavar, even though you're not dealing with an issue with the Chi of Misa over there, nevertheless, because it's Abu Zrayu de Arayas, the din is Yorik Val Yavar, you have to let the person die. Based on this, the Tuftam Vadas has deals with a case where there was a lady that was giving birth. They did not have a doctor in the village. So they sent, this is on Shabbos, they sent a wagon driver to pick up a doctor from the neighboring city. Now the doctor was actually a midwife, was a lady. The wagon driver was a guy. And the question was, if she would go with the wagon driver back to the city, so along the way, on this road, it was not a well-traveled road, so it should be over in Isser V'Yichud. Because she's alone with a wagon driver in a deserted place, Isser V'Yichud. On the other hand, she's going to save someone's life, Pikuach Nefesh. So is the Isser V'Yichud Doichet Pikuach Nefesh or not? So this question was sent to there were a number of Paiskim that dealt with it. And a number of the Paiskim Taka say, they're dealing with two issues. They're dealing with, first of all, the problem of there's an Isser V'Yichud Pikuach Nefesh, but there's an eighth over here. Send a shomer along with a lady. The problem is that it's Shabbos. So can you have a shomer be mechalel Shabbos in order to prevent the lady from being over the Isser V'Yichud? Oh, so that's part of the discussion. The Chil Shabbos over here, we're talking about Tchumen, which many of one of the Snifim Lahakal is that Tchumen or Drabanon, even if it's past Yud Beis Mil, according to many, it's Drabanon, and that is one of the factors that are discussed. Now, again, it's a... Oh, good. That's also you're talking about the shomer. Yeah. So the shomer lemaisa is only they're makel to send a shomer katan along with not a gadol a katan they're makel on. So I mean, there's a tremendous back and forth that goes through the halachos of deraisa derabanan about one person doing out there to save someone else. We're not going to go into that aspect of the discussion. However, there are a number of places in the Taka say that if you have no option. If there's no shomer involved, they say that the isha cannot be over Isser Yichud in order to save the person's life, because it's abizrayu d'arayis. In which case, there would be a clear the person would have a chiyuv to either jump or push out of the elevator. And that being said, before you actually go ahead and push your mother-in-law out, so there are a number of
reasons.
What?
He didn't put himself into the mat.
Oh, very good, very good. So here there are a number of sorrows. First of all, as far as pushing your mother-in-law out, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the halach is that even if there would be a din of Yehorek Val Yavar on Nisr Yichud, pashas that would only be on the man, not on the lady. Because even by Arayas, we have by Esther Karka Olam, if you're completely passive, you didn't do any Maisiv Yadayim, there's no din of Yehorek Val Yavar. So certainly an Isha, who's Karka Olam, never has a chi to be Yorik Val Yavar.
What's wrong with the midwife?
What?
What's wrong with the problem with the midwife? She's just got
good. Okay, this is one of the Svaras Laka. It's Machlokas over there. So that's the first point is that for her, isn't it, she would never have a chi of Yorik Val Yavar. And therefore, pushing her out, you're going to be very hard-pressed to justify. Now, on top of that, besides the fact that it's Karaka Olam, what many places can say is that the Isser of Abizrayu D'arayis is only when it's done Derech Chibuk. When you have something where there's Chibuk, Nishuk, something which, even though it's not the Isser Kares, nevertheless, it is in Isser Erevah. On the other hand, Yichud, which the Yichud itself per se was not being done Derech Chibuk, they got stuck on an elevator, there, most places can say it would not be Yorik Val Yavar. On top of that, Yorik Val Yavar is all when you're doing a Maisa. Over here, there's no Maisa. Because when you went into the elevator and pressed the button for the seventh floor, that wasn't the Maisa of Yichud. Because the elevator, the doors will open soon, there won't be any Yichud. What happened is it broke. You didn't break it. It's not your Maisa. You're now passively stuck in a situation where it's Yichud. Bo'inus. So in that case, where you didn't do a biyadayim, and on top of that you have the svara that there's no derechibu b'chlau, so they already, halacha l'maisa, and the poskim say, it would not be yorik val yavar, the person does not have to jump out of the elevator shaft. But afalpikein, the fact that there's a discussion, the fact that some place in Taka do say that it's yarg val yavar, certainly underscores the chaymer hadavar, and it's something that certainly should not be taken lightly. And again, you have to realize you're dealing with a question of arayas. It's something which is extremely chomer in halacha. I don't think you have to be chayshish on a stam that an elevator will break in the middle of the floor. I think it's a miyachein omatzoi. It's not something that you have to be chayshish for. If it happens, it happens. It's annoyingness. But as I mentioned, if you're dealing with a building where it's regular for it to break, but in a normal case, I don't think a person has to be chayshish for such things. So it's not a maisa per se, but there the svar that they say is there was his fault. He got sick because of his pshio or because of his avla. So in a case where the whole oinus, the whole sakona came about because of his rishos, there you say yamus val yavar. Mashenken over here, where the oinus came wasn't through his fault. He got stuck in the elevator, just stopped. There we will not say that svar, and according to most places, the pikuach nefesh would be doicha the din of yichud. Now, who does the Isser of Yichud apply to? So we mentioned before, it applies, midorais, it applies to an erva, chayve krisis, certainly, chayve lavin, according to most poskim, midrabanon, there are takanas David, and then tamidi of Shammai Hillel, they added a pnuya and a goy. That being said, mavur in the Gemara, there's no Isser of Yichud between a parent and a child. A mother can be miyached with her son, a father can be miyached with a daughter, and again, grandchildren as well. Because there's no iser yichud, it's not something that there's no chashash, there'll be boli de iser, and there the iser of yichud does not apply. Now this is true by biological parents. One of the most problematic and difficult shailos in hilchos yichud is when you're dealing when someone adopts the child. An adopted child, even if they grew up thinking that it is, you know, even if the child grew was adopted at a young age and the parents never told them that they were adopted, nevertheless, it's not a parent. And according to Kamat all the Poskim, the Isser Yichud will apply. On one hand, it creates tremendous challenges. Mitzacheni, the Poskim, and this is one case where the Poskim bent over backwards in order to be makel and to find any kula possible. Because if you're going to be machmer in such a case by an adopted child, essentially, by definition, they're yosayimim, a yosim or yosayim that needs a house, needs someone to take care of them. Going to be machmer on the hilchos yichud, it's going to be a tremendous problem for this yosim and yosayimim. And therefore, the poskim in these cases is considered a shas adchak, and we're makel on many of the shailas that come up in hilchos yichud. But nevertheless, a person has to realize it's a very serious shaila, and if a person is in such a situation, it's important to speak to Mor Hara to get the guidelines of what a person could be makel on and what he cannot be makel on. Now, there's an interesting question in the opposite case. What happens if you have a ger that was in Nisgaya? Now, we know when someone who's in Nisgaya is Kekot and Shinar L'dami. They're no longer in Halacha considered related to their parents. What does that mean as far as Hilchos Yichud? So over here, although it's not Muslim by everyone, but many places say that the Isser Yichud would not apply. Because the point over here is that a biological parent, there's no Yetzirah on, and therefore there's no Isser Yichud. Although in Halacha we say Kekot and Shinar L'dami, when it comes to certain to Kurvos, Yerusha, or different matters, we're going to say it's Kekot and Shinar L'dami, they're not considered related. Nevertheless, the biological fact, the fact that this is a son, this is a daughter, still remains true. And therefore, according to many Poskim, the Isser Yichud will not apply. Now, as far as children, the Isser Yichud applies only once a person is Roy Leviyah, which means that for a Ketana, a girl under the age of 3, does not have a Din of Yichud. A Kohen, a boy under the age of 9, does not have the Isser Yichud as well. However, once they're above that, a girl once above the age of 3 or boy over the age of 9, we already the Isser Yichud applies, and it would be Yichud Daraisa for a Gadol to be Miyachid with a Ketana, or for a Gdol to be Miyachid with a Ketana. There you're dealing with Isser Yichud Daraisa. A Ketana and a Ketana, you know, if the boy is 12 and the girl is 11, where they're both Ketanim, So in that case, we don't. The Chazal were not goyzer. You have to have one of the two has to be a bar chiyuva. So as long as one of the two is a bar chiyuva, then it's aser. Even if as long as the girl is over 3 or the boy is over 9. But if they're both ketanim, they're already there's no takana, and they're it'll be mutter. Now, besides for the exception of a parent to a child, the halacha is a brother and sister also do not have the regular dinei yichud. And under normal circumstances, at least temporarily, a brother and sister can be miyachet together. The exception is this is only bakroi. This is only when it happens occasionally. However, bekvius, if a brother and sister are going to, if you're in a klein hurry, you have a large family, and there's not enough room, and you want to put a brother and sister alone in a room together, bekvius, where they sleep together in the same room, there even a brother and sister is going to be asa. A mother and a son, or a father and a daughter is mutter even bekvius, even if it's constant. However, a brother and sister does not have that same level of kula, and that is only mutter bakro, it's only mutter temporarily. When it's done bekvius, they already, it will be asa.
What age?
No, any age.
Even if they're
3 or 4? If she's under the age of 3 and he's under 9, there's no yichud at all. But once they're above that, and if one of them is a katan, so we said also, there's no din of yichud if they're, sorry, if both of them are katanim, there's also no din of yichud. But if one of them is a bar chiyuva and the other one is above the age of 3 or 9, they're already bakroy, occasionally is mutter, the kfiyas is going to be aser. Now, what the shear is also a shayla. The Imre Yosher says the definition of kfiyas is 30 days. That up to 30 days is bakroy. You know, if you go on vacation somewhere for a couple of weeks, up to 30 days you can have a brother and sister being in the same room together. More than that would be aser. This comes up most commonly when you go on vacation, you're in a hotel room, you don't want to rent an extra room. So sometimes you'll end up, you know, you want to put your son and daughter together in the same room. So as long as it's temporary, as long as it's less than 30 days, Imre Yosher says that is mutter. Now other places, when Rav Moshe says it's not a question of 30 days per se, you can't give a time frame in days. He says you just look at whether it's considered kfiyas or not. And what he says is that when you're visiting someplace, you're a guest. So a guest is not a kfiyas. So you go to someone's house, whether it's a day, a week, it's clear that everyone realizes from the setup, this is a temporary situation. So there Rav Moshe says that would be mutter. However, once it is a kfiyas, this is not just a temporary thing, you move in together, even the first day, since now you've moved in together in the same room together, it's something which is not just temporary, it's going to stay like that, there, once you have a kfiyas, even if it's for a day or two, there it will be also. Oh, very good. So Rav Moshe knows that if they live in the house together, and parents, then they have a problem right away, because it's a kfiyas. Rav Moshe has a case a little bit less drastic, where you had parents, they had a son and a daughter in the house, and the parents went away on vacation. So there, as long as if it's only temporary, they're going to come back. So there you have a funny, an interesting case. There is a kfiyas for them to be in the house together, but this house is normally not yichud, because normally the parents are coming, going, and all around. So the living there together, the physical, the setup is a kfiyas, but the fact that it's yichud is not the kfiyas. So Rav Moshe is makel if it's for a minimal amount of time. Once you're going on a longer trip to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't say how long they're staying. He said then it's kedai to get a shomer or have another relative come in or pass in to do something. But again, if they're just going away for a minimal amount of time, there that would be bakroi, and that would be fine. Now, others I saw, I think the Shevet Halevi says he's machmir, he's not saying on 30 days. He says up to 3 days is considered bakroi. More than 3 days, he's machmir.